I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every Monday on the Wake Up Call, we do Missed Connections. This is where we go to Craigslist and we try and reunite love that might have been lost. And we might mention your missed connection here on the Wake Up Call if you put 106.5 The End, if you put Wake Up Call, some sort of reference in your missed connection, we might read it right here.
We look for them.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Rochambeau.
Oh, God. Okay, fine.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Oh, I get to go first.
Stupid idiot.
This one's called Not Porn.
Okay.
And is it me, or does Miss Connections not really specify man for woman anymore?
They don't, but you can smell it.
I can't on this one.
Really?
Yeah. I know it's a long shot, but you saw me and offered me a ride. I had my uniform on. I told you thanks anyway because my car was close. I'm not sure if you were hitting on me or not. I regret not taking that ride. I found you very attractive, and I had never been in a Lexus. I would like to talk if you're interested. Am I wrong? Can you tell if that's a man or a woman?
That is written by a man.
This is written by a man?
Yes. Because a woman probably wouldn't say, if a guy said, hey, let me give you a ride, she wouldn't say, I couldn't tell if you were hitting on me.
I'm not saying, this is 2018.
Okay.
And 2018 has taught me anything, that women can abduct people just as much as a man can. And he'd never been inside a Lexus before.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that. Like, are you? And he says, I regret not taking you up on the offer. Is that what he's regretting? Or is he regretting not getting in the car and engaging in conversation or whatever it is? What do you think?
I want to believe that it's just not engaging in the conversation. Because to say I've never been in a Lexus, maybe I've led a more privileged lifestyle than I thought that I had. But is that big of a bucket list thing that we check it? Like, it's not like a DeLorean pulled up.
Right.
And you can say, oh, I've never been inside a DeLorean.
Well, this person has a lot of car-related bucket list items.
And Lexus is one of them? Because, fella, yeah. You can go to a Lexus dealership and sit in a Lexus.
Yeah.
You don't have to know someone who has a Lexus. You don't have to have enough money to buy a Lexus.
And if you have an ID, they'll let you test drive it.
They'll let you drive one.
Right.
For free.
Right. And then you just bring it back. It's Miss Connections on the Wake Up Call.
This is titled Sexy Thing in Ross, and it is definitely a man for a woman. I saw you looking at towels, and you asked my opinion on a couple of colors. I told you it didn't matter what color you were wrapped in, you're going to look good no matter what.
Oh, my God.
Were you trying to flirt with me? I called my brother once I got in my car, and he says yes. I was the guy wearing a shirt with a goldfish on it, giving the finger, and I'm known for my funny shirts. I would love to meet up and chat sometimes. Who knows? Maybe you'll let me try out one of those fluffy new towels one day.
God, first of all, let's address the fish. Goldfish don't have fingers.
That's what makes him funny.
That's what's funny. Yeah.
And is he in a bowl? Is he in water?
We don't know.
We don't know,
but we wish we did.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that goldfish was giving the finger for?
Fisherman.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to get
Not
me again.
Not this time.
Yeah.
You know what else is such a red flag to me? And I know that this is wrong. Don't date a guy that shops at Ross.
Why?
Why?
I just feel like I don't see men at Ross.
You don't see men at Ross.
I feel like if I see a guy at Ross, it's because he doesn't own a tie and he needs one, but he doesn't want to spend very much money.
If I was in a tie emergency,
yes,
I go to Goodwill.
What are the top three reasons you would need a tie?
Number one, court.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Number two, funeral.
Right.
Yeah.
And number three,
meeting your mom's friends for lunch.
Guys don't wear ties for that.
If your mom tells you, you haven't seen Janet in a long time, and we used to pretend she was your godmother.
We're going to be at the club at 2. Do not be late.
Now, if a gal says, hey, what do you think of the color of these towels? She's definitely flirting, right?
If a girl says that to a guy,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or she's blind. One of the two. Because I don't think a woman would ever ask a guy their opinion on anything, really.
I agree.
Yes.
The only time I would expect something like that, if like a woman is at Bed Bath & Beyond and she's in like the Roomba section.
Oh, yeah.
And I look like a guy who owns a Roomba.
Yeah, which you are.
Which I am.
And it's
like he looks like he doesn't want to vacuum himself, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.